integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing. I feel so fat. I'm just going to float away. I can't fit in my clothes. I hate myself. I ate
That's
Nate. I was gone this weekend. See, I went to Anaheim this weekend, and I was around all these friends, and I was eating this, and I was eating this, and I feel so fat and fluidy, and I'm not even going to try those clothes. Yes, men, we do this, and yes, women, we hear you doing this, but Holly is here to tell us today that fat is not a feeling.
It's not a feeling.
You're sticking to that, huh? Okay, let's hear it.
I am so sticking to it. You know, it's so funny. We're talking about this because it comes up in my life all the time with my friends, with my patients, with my family, I should say. I've got some folks that under my household that say, oh my gosh, I feel so fat. And I was like, you know what? Fat's not a feeling. It's kind of like, I love to say this and I love to flesh it out almost as much as I love to say love is a verb. And there are people that are like, what? Love isn't a verb. I'm like, oh yeah. In my book, it is.
It better be in my house.
Love is a verb. It is an action. These are action steps that you can take to show the love that you so attest for folks.
Okay, back to fat and feeling. Okay, is this a word game? Or is this something
it really is.
Is this a message? I mean, there's a message here.
There definitely is, because I think that if people really understand, I mean, first of all, we've got a society that is completely obsessed with low fat and fat free, you know, and thinking fat is so connotated. We talk about healthy fats all the time, and we talk about fat people. Their obesity is one of the number one health conditions that continues to be on the rise. But let's talk about this whole idea of feeling fat. I think what's really important is to understand what's going on, because there are actual feelings underneath that, in my opinion, like fear or disappointment. And I think that if you're feeling fat per se, you can ask yourself what you are actually feeling. You might be feeling uncomfortable. You might be feeling very disappointed, right? That perhaps in your behavior, perhaps
disappointed,
in
true. Uh-huh.
Yeah, inability to control your portions, or let's say you had a great sort of I'll start on Monday type of attitude, which a lot of people do. I'll start on Monday. You had a great Monday. You had a great Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Shit starts hitting the fan, and then you've got calls that are coming in, emails that are coming in. And before you know it, you've completely lost your intention. You lost your consciousness and your eating for comfort and for stress management. And so guess what? 2 days later, you end up feeling what? Fat. Well, I think there's other things. If you look and get behind the texture of what that is like, you're going to be able to help yourself so much more if you're really honest about what you're feeling.
Well, now how about this for bending your noodle? That feeling of fat, doesn't that make you hold on to your fat and weight?
Well, I think that it does absolutely contribute to what I call a vicious cycle. Because when you've got feelings that are uncomfortable, what do most people do to get rid of them? Is they engage in the behavior that got them there in the first place, right? That happens with some addictions. It happens with shopping. It can happen with finances. It can happen with sex. It can happen with alcohol, drugs, etc. And food, you know, obviously we know is a lot in our society. It is comfort. It is certainly is used as a medication. It as a drug, I should say. It is religious. It's social. It's a lot. But can we use food as medicine, especially if you're trying to maintain a healthy weight? Element of health, in my opinion.
Well, one thing that I notice is that, in fact, I was in Italy once, and I'm like, no, I'm skipping the dessert because I'd eaten this giant meal. And this Italian guy who's thin, because they're all thin there, is like, you Americans, you're so obsessed with calories and stuff. If you would relax and just enjoy your food, you wouldn't be so heavy. And I think he was absolutely right. I mean, as soon as I take a bite of dessert, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to put fat on me. And what does that do? That raises my cortisol, and it makes everything stick to it. And it's like eating with guilty feelings. And I really let that go. If I'm going to do a dessert, I'm going to enjoy it. Otherwise, if I'm not going to enjoy it, I'm not going to do it. And that's just what it is. And I think that it really made a difference in my weight, because we have this obsession with that. And then we have these guilty emotions. But we need to remember those emotions are always tied to our neurotransmitters and adrenal gland, which can then manipulate our weight. And I think this is part of the reason, along with high calorie and all that, that we're heavy in America. But my God, everybody in America is on a diet, and that yet we have the highest obesity. I mean, not everybody, but I mean, you've seen those numbers. Is this part of what you're trying to message here?
Sure, I think so, because I think that, you know, I mean, this can be a trigger. I mean, it can be probably, you know, a huge trigger for self-pity and then for binge eating. So it doesn't help us to feel fat and then try to get outside of that feeling of quote-unquote fat by doing, you know, by eating more or binge eating. And I think it's also a huge obstacle when people, you know, really have a desire for something. So I think there are some other things folks can do besides really get out a pen, get out a piece of paper, and just start to understand and journal, hey, what's really behind there? What are you actually feeling? That could be identified as an actual feeling, right? Instead of a macronutrient like fat. The other thing is, a lot of people will, if they're feeling that way, disappointed, uncomfortable, they'll get into their stretchy sweatpants and they'll just kind of lounge around. Get dressed. You know, go get, pick yourself up by the bootstraps and put some clothes on and get out there. I think also it's important, you know what? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Get your sweat going. Get moving. First of all, instead of eating, when you move, you release wonderful endorphins that can help mitigate those feelings. And it also can help boost your confidence and make you feel like you're actually doing something again towards your goal. While you're moving, you can practice forgiveness with yourself for perhaps, you know, faltering from your desire and what you really want to get. But I think it's really important. You can actually start feeling thinner, which isn't a feeling either. But when you're moving, intentional moving and getting your sweat on, I think that's really important. And I think the other thing that I want to mention is, you know, people are so much more than their weight. So if you're feeling something about your weight, yes, definitely do something about it. Understand where you went wrong, correct it, get some support, get some help if you need it. But then also start thinking about who else you are, genuine interests that you have, genuine qualities that you have that are about you, that are outside of food and weight. Just remember, you know, that you aren't identified by this quote unquote feeling and or what you did to actually get there.
Well, I got to throw my cardiology sense in on the subject too. One thing that I know that if I eat usually mediocre to bad Chinese, which is still relatively rare, I'll feel that fluid feeling. So I'd like to separate that out in that fluid, because that's when I feel fat, is when I hold that fluid. I think it is important to say, I don't feel fat, but I'm holding fluid. Not tie the negative to it, but to know what foods are keeping you retaining that stuff. I mean, my wife and I, we drive by this Chinese place. We love that food, but there's no way. I squish around like a wet sponge the next day. It's miserable. I will not do that to you. So I would say again, I think that your point of separating the feeling out from that in that guilt, but knowing what foods might make you feel that way is important. But I love the countering with exercise. You know, when you know that you're going to go out and you're going to have a big meal, go out, work out before, or plan on a big day at the gym the next day.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important. It's like, let's say, you know, if you can have that restraint, and I know sometimes these are deeper issues that folks get into, but if you can, let's say you have a brownie, it doesn't mean that, oh boy, there you go. You're just going to have to eat the whole pan now. Stop there. Immediately go outside and take a walk. Change your positioning. Get moving. Change your mind. You move, you change your mind, okay? And you can change your feelings as well. So I think it's important to honor the feelings, get behind the fat feeling, understand what's going on, but also you are empowered to do something about it.
Well, fat is not a feeling, but a macronutrient. But you need to answer if you feel that by getting out and moving. You are more than your weight. Know what weight, what kind of foods will make you whole fluid. And at the end our obsession with that feeling of being fat, to move over to that action of that feeling that way, and keep moving, stay healthy, and stay well at RadioMD.com. Look for our blogs, Dr. Holly and Dr. Decker.